Well, hello there. Well, hello there, and welcome back to Etsy and Beyond. Super excited to have you here today. We are going to be talking to Sharon from Sharon Marta on Etsy. She has the coolest tip I have heard in a long time. So many people have been focused on marketing that, quite frankly, is difficult and doesn't do much. I see so many Etsy sellers marketing their site by just posting copies of their listing images on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and they're like, this doesn't do anything. And you're right, it doesn't. But let's be real. If you were online, would you just want to see a constant feed of products over and over again? Look at the big companies. They are not just showing off their products. They're engaging with people. And today, Sharon's going to bring you a really cool tip for making that happen in your shop and taking advantage of the audience of other sellers like you as well. So you're not just competing with these people. You're going to get to use their audiences to get exposure for your own shop. So let's hear from Sharon about how this works and what it looks like now.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks so much for having me on your podcast. This truly is an honor. I love all your stuff about Etsy, and I have a really great tip today. My name is Sharon Marta. For everybody who doesn't know me, I am a freelance graphic designer. I have been working from home for the last 13 years. I have four kids, ages 5 through 14, so I do not get a ton of time to work on my Etsy shop. But when I do, I've just been seeing some amazing tips and tricks coming from other people that I wanted to share with you guys. So I had built a relationship with fellow shop owners that were in my same niche. We all had the same audience in common. We all were selling to people who loved essential oils. So we had people that were soap makers, people that were jewelry makers, label makers, diffuser people, all kinds of different areas, but we all had one audience in common. So it was really neat to have us all come together. So this last Christmas, I was asked to join this group, and really it was organized by this one girl, and she had this idea that for Christmas, we could do a 25 days of Christmas giveaway, and it would be 25 days of all of our shops being able to post about our sales, about our products. And then the more people commented on all of our posts and liked and shared, the more they would be entered into winning the giveaways. So how it worked was every shop, and I think we had 20 shop owners join together. We had 20 people, and we each had to donate a giveaway item. One was from our shop, and it had to be worth more than $20. And then one was also an essential oil that was also worth more than $20. So we were each giving away $40+ worth of giveaways each. And they were all great, great items. I mean, people had jewelry. Like I said, it was just a fantastic giveaway. So people got really excited about it. And we hyped it up a lot a few weeks before it opened. We got everybody to start sharing and joining the group. That was like the first thing we did. We said, come join the group, and everybody spread the word. Then once the group opened, we did one post each where we introduced ourselves, introduced our shop. And then from then on, we each got to post one time each day for the next 25 days. And we did it on a rotation. So we each got different times, you know, so you weren't posting the same time every day. Everybody got rotated in a slot. Like the girl that did it had it all organized. It was really great how she did it, but she organized it so everybody got a chance to post one time a day. And I think overall, like it did get a lot of posting, and I think people got lost because there was so much posting. But overall, it was my best sales month I'd ever had. And that was largely due to this group that we had, which I eventually started getting regular clients, and people started like coming back to me, and really developing those relationships with people was amazing. And I still have relationships with the shop owners. And we're actually going to do another 25 days of giveaway for the summer. And we're going to do pretty much the same idea, but maybe not posting so much so people don't get too overwhelmed with all the posting that was going on. One tip for you guys, if you want to get involved with some fellow shop owners, put together a giveaway. This was literally like such a great idea to develop excitement and get some great stuff out to people. Plus, it's so fun to give stuff away from my shop. I really loved seeing people wearing my shirts and my mugs and stuff. And I always encourage them to take pictures of themselves and tag me on Instagram. And then that also creates excitement for my Instagram followers, showing everybody that's wearing my shirts and stuff. That was such a fun thing. So that was my tip. I hope that is helpful for you guys today. And I'm also in the tribe. If you guys are on the tribe, I'm selling some graphic help because I'm a graphic designer, but I'm also going to be putting up some website templates for Etsy shop owners. I use Squarespace and I love how easy it is, but I still know that people need some help and just don't have the time to put them together. So I'm also offering some website templates for Etsy shop owners, just because I love the Etsy, you know, community, and I hope that that helps people out. Yeah. So thanks so much, Jenny, for having me, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Wow. First of all, Sharon, thank you so much for sharing this super cool tip. For those of you listening, let's dive into how you could set this up, how it might work, and what you might want to do for yourself. Now, Sharon did this exercise through Facebook, and she did it for Christmas time, it sounds like, but you could do this anytime, depending on your products. You could do back to school. You could do a Corona one, or it's literally like, let's give away some fun stuff to make Corona more fun. You could do something regarding 4th of July, Juneteenth. I can literally think of a possibility basically in every single month. All you have to do is Google an events calendar or like a retail events calendar. I'll have one linked below for you if you're not sure what to do this for. Then all you have to do is reach out to some sellers that maybe you already know, maybe you have friends. They don't have to sell the same thing as you. You can sell a collection box, but that way you're getting the advantage of multiple people sending their audience to one place. I think if you want to work with other people, it can be difficult. So the best way to do this is to either find people from a place that you trust. Sharon is in the tribe, and that is a great place to find other people in a program where you're working with other high quality people who you know have an audience. You know they're going to be really, really interested in you, and they're going to be reliable. So they're going to send their audience. They're going to do this, that, and the other. And you guys, one person doesn't have to do everything here. So often on projects like this, it's like a school thing where one person sets up the Facebook group and that person emails everybody and sends out the email templates and does all the work. And if you are that organized, go for it. I mean, that would basically make it easier for you and everyone you're working with to make it happen. But you can split up the work. So you can have the person who's really good at emailing write all the emails and help everybody load it into their email system. You can have the person who's really good at Facebook set up the Facebook group and the promos. You can have the person who's amazing at graphic design make all these beautiful features for people. You can split this work up. You don't all have to do it yourself. But having a group like this that maybe does a giveaway, let's say once every month would be cool, but you could also do it once every quarter. That would be so cool. And you guys could all take advantage of the sales on a regular basis. Once in a while, you could add a guest seller. You could do something special where you make a one-off and put it in that box just for that giveaway, which will increase the interest even more. Let's talk about how you could set this up. I personally have quite a few Facebook groups and I have been around the block with them. So first and foremost, if you want to get on Tribe Hire and have someone set up a Facebook group for you, it is not that difficult. It is not a lot of work. It would take about 30 minutes. But if you are the sort of person who doesn't want to deal with that, there are lots of places you can go to get that. Same with what Sharon's saying, where you can get graphics, you can get websites set up for you. All kinds of cool stuff is available and waiting. But I like setting up Facebook groups. I think it's really fun. You can go into Canva and make your image for the Facebook group. What I would do is I would set up a group and don't invite anybody to it. Maybe like your other email address or your you know, partner or whatever, nobody that's going to be in it. And I would play with it and get the settings right. Then you can start inviting other sellers to join you and do this. If you have an example post that you can post about yourself or the group or what's going to go on there, that will help people to understand what's going on. Oftentimes when I invite people to work with me, I want to impress the crap out of them. So I will reach out to people and I'll record them a personalized video on Loom or something like that. You can do useloom.com. It's completely free to use. And I would just tell them what I'm doing and why I want them. I want it to be clear what's in it for them and why they should want to work with me. And recording a video and being like, I love your shop. I love what you do. These are some of my favorite items. I would love you to be a part of this promo with me because I think that the audience we're going to attract is similar and we're going to be able to make sales like crazy, and also inform them of other people who have already offered to join or who you'll be reaching out to so they know to trust you. And that's a great way to do it. If you make that video, you can basically make the same type of video for everyone, just make it specific to their products so that they don't feel left out and they feel like you really care about them. It's going to be important that you do care about them because you're going to be working with this person. So feel free to do that. I love that this is done on a Facebook group instead of Instagram because there's just so much that goes on in a Facebook group and everybody can offer a free resource or a free video of how to do this, that, or the other, or a free DIY or all kinds of fun stuff that can be really enjoyable for this group. And everyone can send out an alert to their email list. And even if everybody just has 300 to 500 people on their email list, you could easily get 300 to thousands of people in your Facebook group very quickly. So this is a really cool way to go. And I love that it's free. I love that it's a giveaway. Now she's talking about basically when you enter the giveaway, you like, comment, and share in order to get more tickets to basically win the pot. That is an application. One of them that does this, I believe, is called King Sumo. There are a lot of applications that will allow you to create giveaways. King Sumo Giveaways basically does what's called viral giveaways, which is exactly what we're talking about. You enter the giveaway with your email, and then you can share it on social, you can share it in Facebook groups, you can do whatever you want, but every time you share it, that's an extra entry that you get. King Sumo is a tool that you can use for free, or you can pay for it, depending on what you're doing. It's very, very cool. So there are a lot of apps that do this. This is the only one that I have played with personally. That's not to say it's the best. Feel free to look around, but it is a good way to get started if you just want to get this off the ground. So basically what you would do is you would have people join your Facebook group, share the giveaway. You would be telling them what's going on. And it basically would be like, you know, every month or every 3 months, we do a big giveaway in this group. And in the meantime, we talk about cool DIYs and other things you can do to keep your home organized and having fun during whatever. Maybe it's Corona, maybe it's the summer, maybe it's the winter, whatever you're doing, that can be a fun thing to do in a Facebook group. Try and think of it as like a place where you want to go to have fun and talk with other people. Because if you feel that way, customers will feel that way and they'll want to come back. Do not make it a place that is only there for promotion. Those Facebook groups go dead faster than they open, okay? It definitely needs to be a fun place to learn stuff, do stuff together, make friends. That's what people want from social media. This is such a cool idea. I love it so much. It has so much potential to not be your classic spammy Facebook group and to be super duper fun for customers. Not to mention, how cool would it be when somebody gets a giveaway box and they share it on the group with everybody? I don't know if you've ever given away your stuff before, but it feels so good to do something for other people. I personally thought that that was not the case. And I thought I would just be like, oh, I'm getting attention, I'm getting exposure. But when we opened Tribe Hire, our new platform where Etsy sellers can help Etsy sellers, in the first month, one of our sellers made $4,000. And that was money that we helped her make. She did the work, but if our platform hadn't have existed, she would not have made that money. And that was a feeling that I honestly cannot describe for you. Knowing that you're capable of doing something cool for other people, whether that's giving stuff away, making them money, making them happy, even if that's they're just in the Facebook group to make friends, it's a cool feeling. It's kind of addictive. You want to do it over and over again. It makes you feel like your life is making a big contribution. And I strongly recommend it because it is definitely fun to play with. So try this out. Feel free to find Sharon on Tribe Hire or Etsy. We will link to her below so you can see what's going on. And feel free to try this out yourself. I think this is one of the best uses for Facebook I've heard in a long time, especially since it's been kind of a bit of a dying social media network with the exception of groups, which are still doing well. This is one of the coolest ideas I've ever heard. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Sharon, for being cool enough to share this with us. Guys, please feel free to reach out and thank Sharon. This was so much fun to hear and so cool to think about all the options that are available for you to do the same thing. Thanks so much for listening and have fun. See you in 2 weeks.
I'm selling some Instagram, not Instagram.
The Facebook group. Bye.